And when Fox News saw the millions that came down to the 9-10 September 2009 Tea Party rally, they immediately jumped on board because they recognized that the Tea Party had reached critical mass in terms of the number of people that were supporting it. So they began to support the Tea Party. But the other thing that happened at Fox News and some of the Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch were also negotiating with is that after the election, the rule came down. You speak ill against Obama, you lose your license. You speak ill against Obama, you lose all your advertisers. And so Fox News then cut a deal to get rid of Fox News's most outspoken speaker of Obama in Glenn Beck. It took about 8-9 months to get it done. They got rid of him. They toned down Sarah Palin. And they pumped up Bill O'Reilly, who is a sellout. Bill O'Reilly is a whore from the word go. Bill O'Reilly and Obama's father are both in heat whores. You offer Bill O'Reilly money, he don't care, he'll take it. And he began to pump up and support Obama. So putting the other mistake was, in addition to putting your trust in the Tea Party, people began to put their trust in Fox News. But Fox News had already sold out to quietly support Obama. And they sent the big gun of Bill O'Reilly out there to shoot down the birth certificate and call all the birthers whack jobs, loons, crazies, and racists. And night after night on the Fox show, whatever it's called, Bill O'Reilly, de facto O'Reilly, he shot down birthers, called them crazies, called them loons, until finally anybody who came on Fox News was afraid to even mention the birth certificate. And that wasn't all. Riley then stepped up and said, I've seen the birth certificate. I personally have seen that. So shut up. Shut up about Obama's eligibility. And so Fox News sold out. But still people, knowing that they have been cheated by Fox News, turn on Fox News every day. I don't understand that. I don't understand it. Is it the Stockholm syndrome where you actually take part in your own destruction? I mean, I consider Fox News the new Charles Manson, and the Manson followers, no matter what he did, stabbed Sharon Tate in the stomach with a knife, though she's pregnant, raped and robbed and pilfered. I see people who watch Fox News as followers of Charles Manson, because Fox News has sold out.